We're back to the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum, brought to you by Coors Distributing and the D&N Event Center on 1240 AM, 1061 FM.
Moving into the next question for our candidates. Let's talk business. Most everyone would like to see more business and industry. Andrew, what would you do about that if elected?
So it's, to be honest, I mean, everybody in it's the way I've tried to phrase it, at least on social media, is it's North Platte versus the world, right? Everybody in the world, it doesn't matter if you're in Russia, you're in Southeast Asia, you're in Idaho, you're in California, you're in Nebraska. We all want that industry here, right? Okay. So it's us versus the world. So we got to present ourselves as a better product to give the Chamber DevCo more opportunity to be able to try to win some of those jobs. But again, we're trying to compete against a lot of different people on that. So you can't always just rely upon that. I think one thing that COVID has shown to all of us is that the ability to work from home and the ability to make money remotely is going to be the secret to the next economy around the world. And it's going to be those people who are really, really clever and able to work from their homes. So what I want to do is actually work to get internships from some of our regional universities like UNK, Chadron State, maybe Fort Hays down in Hays, Kansas. We start to get those schools to send out, because they all have internship programs. But we get them to come out here. We line them up with either private or public, you know, depending on what they're trying to get an internship with. I want to get a lot of those business majors. I want to get those entrepreneurs that say, this is where I want to go with my life, is I want to do something. I mean, you talk to millennials, and that's, you know, people, let's just say roughly age 20 to 40 almost now, you know, at this point in time. They're the ones that are wanting to be more, own their own business, be self-sufficient, and do those kind of things. And let's get them here. Let's get them here. You get them in from that internship. You get them connected in North Platte. And this is my growth cycle. So we get them to come here. We're bribing them either to come back here because they lived here before. We're like, come back here. You know, we'll get you some work experience. It's going to look great on your resume. You're going to be ahead of everyone else where you're trying to apply for jobs. But we get them here. And then we got to work on trying to keep them here, or as many of them as we can here. You know, 10, 15, 20 a year, you try to get at least half of them to stay here. They get cemented into our community. They want to stay here. They get married. They have kids here. Then they're kind of, we create the cycle of growth here in North Platte. And we keep repeating that process year after year. We get new entrepreneurs to move into North Platte. We get them to create more retail. We get them to create more restaurants. We get them to be the next big thing in tech or wherever else. I don't care.
Lonnie? With regards to business and industry, what would you do?
So my thought on that is we can't always go for the big fish and look for people coming here. It's been asked at a lot of forums. We don't have a lot of people just knocking on our door in North Platte saying, hey, we would like to come to North Platte. But we actually have some people within our city limits already that have businesses that would like to expand on their businesses. And that's where I believe we need to shine. You know, we've talked about it before that if we can take some of these businesses that have five or six people and they add 10 people and somehow we can assist them in that program and building into a newer building, expanding, going from a grocery store into a meatpacking part of the above the grocery stores, things like that is what we need to work on. Once we start building that up, then people will see that, hey, this community is doing great. They're even helping their people to strive to be better business people, to be in the industry better. And I think that'll help us along the way. You know, we've talked about the China. You know, I think there's a lot of possibility now with what's happened with this virus that we might be able to capitalize now on some of the things that are being done in China, in Nebraska. You know, we talk about the ag. We are in the central of the ag world. And why we're not, you know, I see that Nike, or not, maybe it's not Nike, but one of the shoe places are going to start using soy oil in their soles of their shoes. I mean, there's just so many things out there that we need to start being aggressive on and try to capture some of that industry into North Platte.
John, same question on business and industry.
It's probably the toughest thing that we have to tackle right now with the city is attracting the business and industry. The one thing that hurts North Platte more than anything is the lack of manufacturing in this town. If we could attract a large manufacturer or two to town, or even a medium-sized manufacturer, we've got the labor workforce to make those companies be very prosperous in this town. And I would like to see that along with the retail. People don't realize how hard it is to get retail or anybody business-wise into town. It's not just one of those things where you say, hey, I'd like to have so-and-so in town. Give them a call and they'll be here. It's not that simple, and it takes years to get people to move on locating to the town. So it's something that you always are doing as far as a city and working with the Chamber and Development Corporation. That's what they're there for, and that's their main focus, is attracting business and retail to town. So I would continue to work with them. There again, knowing the insides of that, having worked there, really helps me with that. And I can there again talk to Gary with the connections we've got statewide, myself and him. That's really what it takes, not only statewide, but national, to get these companies to come in.
Okay, Larry, business and industry, what would you do about improving it?
Well, as a spokesman, being a mayor and being a spokesman for the city of North Platte, not to undermine what the DevCo does, but always have on your radar and in your mind and the resources that a mayor can draw from, not to actually solicit businesses, but be aware and do as much research and reading and observing from national publications to interacting with people that are also elected officials in the state and even out of the state that I've known over the 4 years of my council membership. Visit with those folks, and there may have been a corporation or a business that was looking at their community that it just didn't fit for their community, and they've passed that on. And so to be able to pick up that and pursue it along with DevCo, not to be in competition, but a mayor should also have a finger in the pie, so to speak, as far as trying to attract businesses to North Platte.
Thank you. And Brandon, your thoughts on business and industry in North Platte?
With regard to bringing more business to North Platte, I really think there's two short-term and two long-term things that we need to do. And the first short-term one is to make sure that the Quality Growth Fund is reenacted in our community within the next year, and it will be up for a vote or discussion during that time frame. So we've got to make sure that happens, because that's one of the biggest tools in our toolbox of bringing businesses to our community. Also, given the COVID-19 situation we're in right now and the effect it's had on our economy nationwide, as a community, we're going to have to focus on making sure that our existing local businesses survive this. And it's going to take those businesses a while to come out of this. I mean, the federal government has provided about 8 weeks of money for businesses to survive, but particularly businesses like restaurants. That eight weeks of money may mean that they're able to pay for their people, but they have to turn around and buy food to open up again. So it's going to be a very serious financial situation for many of those folks. And how do we help those businesses survive? Well, as a community, we support them locally. We make sure we spend as much money as we can reasonably in those businesses to make sure that they stay with us. The longer term goals is we have to make our community attractive to outside business, period. That's it. And thus far, we don't always do a great job of that here in North Platte. Look at some things like the North Platte Rant, where it's a bunch of people who are frequently being critical of our community. And their comments may be fair, but we need a way to address the issues that they bring up and put them to rest. The golf course is a good example of that situation. The golf course has been an impediment to our city growing over the years. Other candidates have mentioned this, and it's a true fact that as a community, we could have sold the golf course two or three times, but it has such a negative connotation in a large portion of our community that the people who were interested in buying it walked away feeling that it wouldn't be supported. Well, if you're looking at coming to North Platte and opening a business, and you look at all the things about North Platte that are readily available on the internet, and a good chunk of them don't look good, why would you want to locate a business there? So the longer term things that we have to do are get rid of some of those negativities in our community. And we do that by being positive about our community. We can't be Pollyanna. We can't ignore the things that need to be addressed. but we do have to be positive.
Okay, this is our last heavy hitter question. And if you will, Lonnie, we'll start with you. What would you do to increase income and reduce expenses in North Platte?
So my belief is, just as today, I have managers in every department. I tell my managers, step behind the counter and look at behind the counter where you're at. Look at it on the customer side. What do we need to do better? I also tell my people that so as a department head, you're a manager. You need to understand your budget. You have to understand that if there's revenue streams within your budget, you need to build on them revenue streams. Expense-wise, you know, I think there's ways to cut all the budgets. But I don't think we need to get into a bankruptcy type of a theory where we're just trying to cut, because that never really works that well. But if they can say, hey, within our stream, you know, we can do this, and build revenue, whether it's, you know, we can have kids' day at the rec center. During that kids' day, we can do this with adults, just little things that could generate $100,000 more a year in some departments. And I think that's where we need to start. We need to start with teaching our department heads the difference in the needs and wants of the departments. You know, I have a daughter all the time that I say, okay, do you need that or do you want that? You know, you need to start learning that in life, because wants are not a good thing. They'll bankrupt you. Needs are what you have to live on. And that's what we have to do as a city. It has to be ran like a business. It has to be done that way.
Andrew, what would you do to increase income and lower expenses?
You know, that's always the best political line. Yeah, I'm going to increase revenue and I'm going to decrease our expenses and you're going to pay less money. To be honest, I've been very upfront on this one. Everything I want to do a total tax reform package here for North Platte and redo the way that we're accumulating our revenue. And I want to be able to give that to the public to vote on. And the reason why I want the council to put that, would want them to put that on the ballot for people to decide on, it is something that so fundamentally will change our community that I think it's important that everybody has their say. Because if the people aren't behind it here in North Platte, then that's what creates distrust in the system. Is they go, they're just radically changing everything, and they're trying to hurt me, and they're trying to go after me or whatever. You know, it's, you give them that choice, you know, and something that's this important and this this massive to North Platte, I think it's important to give back to them. So the details on it are that I believe that we need to shift our focus of revenue increasing from being property, you know, I mean, we get most of our money from sales tax, but areas where it's going to impact the local residents the most, and try to focus as much as we can towards things that are more transient in nature. So that way we're getting more money from other parts of the state, people that travel across the country. Having worked in for a little while in the hospitality industry here, I now know how many people come here from Wisconsin and Minnesota and from Colorado, and this is their stopping point for whatever reason. And so the more ways that we can capitalize on that and get them to invest their money inadvertently in North Platte. I mean, I have to go every once in a while to like Grand Island or Beatrice for work, right? And when I go there, or I go to Colorado for work or anything like that, their taxes on me as a person from the outside coming in are much higher than what we pay here. And so they're making more money on me every time I have to go out for fast food, every time I have to go out and go get gas or whatever. They're gouging me. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. And that's what Carney's been able to do in order to be really successful. So I want to put together that. I want to be really conservative with those numbers and you know, make sure that we're putting it together right, that we're not going to hamstring the city, but that we can really grow towards making money off of everyone else and less tax burden on the local citizens.
Brandon, same question. With regards to city budget, what would you do to increase income and lower expenses?
The first thing that I'd like to do to improve the operation of the city is to make the budget a more readable document. And I've said many times, even Tristan is grimacing there because he knows what I'm going to say, but I've said many times, unless you're someone that works on a day-to-day basis with the city budget, it's a relatively difficult document to understand. And that would be true of many, many budgets. It's not meant as a criticism to the city. But I think that we need to have our citizens informed about what's really in the budget, what revenues are coming in, and what expenses are going out. And when you can look at those documents and understand them easily, that's a great starting point to know what you can do to increase revenues and reduce costs. To increase revenues, I think that We need to get more people to stop in North Platte. It's really that simple, because we can increase sales tax revenues. The COVID-19 situation is probably going to cause a noticeable decrease in sales tax revenues. However, that remains to be seen. There's a number of people that have been sitting at home doing online shopping on Amazon throughout this period, and that may cause actually a little bit of an offset of the reduced tax revenue in other areas for sales tax in North Platte, but we won't know that for a little while. I also think that we need to improve in the long run taxes specific to, say, the interstate area of the town. And we mentioned this in one of the previous debates, or the online debate, and I kind of used the wrong word. I said occupancy tax, and I should have just said occupancy-like taxes with my famous air quotes now. But a tax that provide the community more revenue that's specific to an area in North Platte that the citizens can avoid if they choose to. So perhaps putting a 1% zone sales tax on the restaurants that are near the interstate. And so if you're a person who doesn't want to pay that tax, you have the opportunity to eat at other restaurants in North Platte. But you know, if you go eat at one of the restaurants that's near the interstate, you may pay an additional 1%. So I think that's another way to generate revenues.
Larry? Same question.
Well, there again, filling up buildings brings tax revenues to the city. Also, trying to do interlocal governmental agreements between the county and the city, or any other entity and the city. If you buy things just like the roads that are being done, North Platte's getting a benefit from the county having extra surplus of materials and services. And the more you can work with agencies, not just the county, but any agency, state or federal, that is already currently doing projects in the community, if we can partner with them, that will help our base and our taxes and actually increase, better our infrastructure if we can do more interlocal agreements.
And John, your thoughts on increasing income and reducing expenses?
You know, I think we've done well in the budget the last two or three years, holding the line and actually being below what the projected budget was. And so I think we've done a good job there. The one thing I would like to see, and you know, we tried it, back in 2018, was past that half percent sales tax increase. So many communities that you go to across the Midwest, Colorado especially, I can think of, if you're going to Denver if you're going skiing or something like that, there's tax upon tax upon tax that they're nickel and diming you with to help pay for things in the city. And we don't have anything like that outside of our occupation tax that the hotels and motels charge. We really don't tax out of city, out of state visitors. And I think that 0.5% sales tax would give us a great revenue stream that wouldn't be strictly paid for by the citizens of North Platte. And I feel like that would be a great entity to pull off some extra money. And that extra money, I would like to see Coors go towards infrastructure and trails, and that could help us build our new rec center and things like that. So
okay.
I'd like to see that happen. I was thoroughly disappointed in not getting it done the first time around.
That'll take us to our final break here on the 2020 Mayoral Candidate Forum. We'll close it out with our final thoughts from each candidate and some closing remarks from George and I right after this.